Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember, time is on our side, so make the best of it. Our guest today is Dimitri Moraitis, and he's co-author of Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind and spirit questions later on in the show, so get ready for the psychic readings part of the show later on. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Dimitri Moraitis, and he's co-author of Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. And Dimitri is the co-founder of the Spiritual Arts Institute and leads workshops and training classes. Welcome, Dimitri. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, we love the all the things about the aura. You know, we've been doing books on auras since 1996. Whenever one comes out, I try and do it. We've had Pamela Osley on the show, and I think this is a second edition of Change Your Aura.
It's actually the third. It's the 25th anniversary edition
that
came out. And so, you know, we teach courses on this, so as we work through the years, you know, we see how to refine things and we add stuff. The book's getting pretty big right now. It's truly turning into an encyclopedia.
Well, that's great. That's great, because I think I had Barbara on many years ago, because I've been on air for a long time.
Oh, great.
So tell me now, Dimitri, what is the aura and how does it reflect your life?
Yeah. Well, you know, thank God it is becoming more understandable, you know, that there is this energy field around us. And there's a couple of the definitions we've given of it. One is the invisible vibratory essence that surrounds all living things. We are not our body. We are a soul inhabiting our body. And the fuel of the soul's expression is the auric energy. So the aura can also be thought of as the energetic blueprint of the soul, because everything going on in you, your thoughts, your emotions, feelings are reflected in your aura. We also have used the definition, it's the individual expression of the universal life force. And what that emphasizes is the auric power doesn't come from us, it comes through us. So as we are expressing our life, let's say if I'm a very artistic soul, I'm going to be attracting the universal energies related to that talent or whatever, and that's going to show up in my auric field because that's the power I'm using. If I'm a very scientifically minded person, I'll maybe bring in slightly different energies that help with that. If I'm a healer, all these things are reflected in the auric field, and there's so much to the aura. The reason they call Barbara the Mozart of metaphysics is, well, for her multiple talents, but also there, you know, people would say, oh, you're a green, I'm a blue. Well, that was a very simplistic picture. The aura is actually a very intricate manifestation because we're intricate. There's a lot going on with us.
Right. That's exactly right. And I like to explain the aura as the electromagnetic field of the body. It's just like the chakras are the electrical energy in the body. The auras are the electromagnetic field of the body. And I like to explain it like the around the Earth we have this magnetic field. And the magnetic field actually helps to protect us, the Earth, from like meteors coming in. And so it burns them up, right? So things that aren't supposed to be with us, they burns up. But it's not only that, but it lets the good sunlight through. So an aura helps you to, the reason that you can pull in these energies is because it's the electrical magnetic pull of the energy, which, of course, goes into the body and then enters, also affects the chakras, which change to electrical chemical things that help to regulate your thyroid and your third eye and all this stuff. So auras are definitely important. The other thing, I always used to laugh when they have these aura cameras because, you know, I haven't been an engineer for 18 years prior to any of the stuff, and having been psychic since I'm 8 years old, I'm very familiar with all of this stuff because I'm almost 75 this month. But and it's a wonderful thing. But what I found is that, you know, it's nice to understand about the aura colors, and aura colors are definitely there. But there's not really one primary color. It's because of the emotions and things are happening with us in our body, the aura actually is multiple colors interacting all the time, right?
Yeah. Well, because, for example, your thoughts are different than your emotions. Your emotions are different than your words. Your words are different from your actions. And all these things show up in the aura in different places and in different hues.
Right.
So, you know, you could be in love with somebody and you can be jealous of them at the same time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Two conflicting energies, but they're, and they would coexist in the aura. The loving nature would show up as deep rose pink, and the jealousy would show up as this ugly avocado green. They'd be both be in the same aura at the same time.
Right. And that's why, you know, when you're doing the aura cameras, they are, you know, it's kind of fun, and it kind of does do some of it, but it's not the real thing. Because what happens is it's each color has a thermogenic or heat property. And so what they're doing is they're taking sensors and using that as to measure the heat from your body, and it's adjusting to a color on that. Russia did that a long time ago. But, you know, your book is the one of the most complete books on aura that I've ever seen. And it is, the subtitle is A Step-by-Step Guide to Unfolding Your Spiritual Power. And you certainly can do that, and because one of the primary things is to know yourself. And so, you know, to really understand energy, because that's all everything is. Everything is energy. And so to really understand that, you know, you have to understand your chakras, the inside of your body, of what's happening in there. And then you have to understand the auras. And then from there, you can understand and go through the 11 psychic energy zones that we have on earth energies, and everything that affects your energy, which comes through the aura. So the very basic things is people have to get your book. Right, so that they can understand the auras.
Right. And the book is actually not just a, it's funny, when we started writing the book, I thought, oh, that we'll write this thing, the first edition, I thought we'll write this thing in 3 months. We got the encyclopedia right here with Barbara. It took 2 years to write it, for various reasons, but one of the interesting things is we started to get a little bit into it. We realized, you know what, it's not actually a book on the aura. It's a book on meditating with the aura, because the key thing that we offer in that book, the key word is change, right? We're trying to improve the aura. We're trying to elevate it. We're trying to get rid of the not-so-great stuff of the aura and bring in more of the good. And one of the key ways to do that is through meditation and prayer. So we're offering this technique. Is, by the way, it's the foundation of everything we do at the Institute, meditate.
Right.
There's one thing, someone, if they're not doing it already after listening today, is please get started with a meditation practice, because it's how you get in touch with the inner self. But you can call on these spiritual energies to help build up more aura. For example, okay, let's say you are looking to get a raise at your job. You know, you've well earned it.
Be careful here.
Sort of chicken out. You know, when you have to go ask the boss for a raise, well, in your aura, the fear, you know, the hesitancy would show up as a dull, grayish energy, not a healthy energy in the aura. So if you would bring in the gold, which is the confidence, the self-assurance, that will build up the energy in your aura. They still have to go and ask for the raise, but you'll notice I have more confidence to go do it.
Right.
So if it is in your aura, it will show up in your life.
Well, I think so, too. Well, it has to. But also, we have to understand, too, that physical things can affect the aura, on what we eat, what we do, how we think. Everything affects it. So, for example, if you're taking drugs or you're smoking a cigarette or having a drink, this puts a hole in your aura. And so when you're doing that kind of stuff, what I do, I don't do either of those anymore, but, you know, when I did, many years ago, before we figured out it was bad for us, you know, because I'm old, what I would do is I would actually, meditate to fill that hole with, you know, positive energy, golden light or white light or whatever I needed, you know, because colors are very important and have their own energies. So, and each, and the auras are associated with colors just as each chakra is associated with it. So what you're doing is you're taking a lot of the, background of this so that people don't have to really understand the intricacies of it, but you can use your meditation techniques in there to bypass a lot of that and help them on their road to life using the aura in a positive way and building it up and using it for themselves, right?
Yes, but it's not a, the only thing I would say is it's not a genie or magic wand. So
right.
We still have to go through the normal growth processes.
Right.
So again, if I am not showing confidence, I still have to show it. We had a doctor in one of our classes, and he was very honest. He said, you know, I don't show enough compassion to my patients. You know, he saw so many every day, and sometimes I think doctors see patients like petri dishes, and, you know, science experiments than people. So he started working with the rose pink ray, which brings in the compassion, but he still had to be compassionate, and he was, and he reported a couple weeks later, oh my God, not only my patients loving this, but my practice is getting busier than ever. Because he brought in a piece of his life that was a little bit lacking.
Right. And a lot of this stuff is that what I'm feeling in your book is that you're taking negative emotions and accentuating the positive emotions, which, you know, even though like attracts like, there's, you know, 12 other universal laws and 22 sub-laws that people have to do to change energy. So what you want to do is get yourself first and, you know, and make sure that you can control yourself and put yourself in the best possible way. And by using your book and using different colors and different kinds of things, it can actually enhance and protect you and help you get where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the 6 steps to change your aura?
Oh, wow. You want to get into the technique.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, just an overview for the people. So they
So, like any meditation, there is a technique, you know. And this one, that does have a little bit of a learning curve because our meditations are actually sort of meditative prayers. We do verbalize in our meditation a prayer that we want. So when you're deciding to meditate, first of all, you've really got to give the space for it. You can't be meditating while you're driving or walking on the beach. I mean, you can be in a reflective mood, but when you're literally meditating, you're in a still, alert, quiet place. And we say the first step is just relax. If you're mad at somebody, you got to let that anger go, or it's going to be hard to get into the meditative state. Then second, we do ask that you put a spiritual protective light around you, because when you're meditating, you're opening to receive, and sometimes there's energies around you that are not the best, so you don't want any of that kind of encroaching on you. And then third, we work with 4 chakras the most, the one in the mental, the one in the throat, the one in the heart, and the one by the navel, the emotional center, and then a chakra point above the head, above the crown. And these chakras spin, and they spin as if you are like planets. They spin in a clockwise motion when everything is going the way they should. So we ask that you check those centers to make sure they're spinning clockwise, because if they're going counterclockwise, there's a problem going on that you need to take care of. So that aligns you up. And then step 4, in our work, we call raise our consciousness. There's a beautiful, magnificent chakra point about 2 feet above the head. That's your higher self point, and that's outside the auric shell. And that's like your satellite in space. So when you're receiving the energy, you're in a place to really be better to receive it. So you raise your consciousness into that higher self. And then step five is the actual receiving. Then you start calling on the light one after the other. We recommend at least, you know, a half hour meditation if you can. I do longer than that, at least an hour, but half an hour is very good. And then once you're finished with that, and you do that through these meditative prayers, you call on the light. So meditating is the act of receiving, prayer is the act of petitioning. Then the last step is grounding. You know, you've got to let that energy settle in you, and you always want to feel very grounded, not like, oh, I'm kind of here and not here. The idea is to empower you so that when you're finished with your meditation, you go out into the world, you feel better and stronger and healthier than ever.
Well, I agree with that. A couple of things, though, I just to kind of maybe help a little bit here. When we're doing protection, a lot of the people think about putting that gold or white light around you in a bubble. Well, all the dark sides and all the negative places already know that one. So you can try and figure out a way that you can combine your light in a different kind of pattern and make it different. I have to change my light 3 times a day because, you know, I do a lot of work. I run the station, which we've reached over 79 million people with positive thought and positive things like this. And then also I do many, many other things. So when you're using protective light, you don't necessarily have to use that white golden bubble. You know, you can create your own and understand a lot of times geometric shapes, find a geometric shape that fits you or feels for you, even for that moment, like a square would be for balance and, you know, a triangle is for power. So, you know, you can kind of research and see which one it is for you. So I just wanted to give your people that. The second thing is there's a lot of people these days, especially young people, that can't sit still. And no matter how much they want to try and meditate, they can't. So I would suggest, you know, you have a great voice and I know Barbara still does. That's a psychic thing. But, you know, so what I would do is I would do a lot of these kinds of primary things as visualizations. I know that it has to be personal, you know, for the people, but you could actually put in an area where you ask yourself now. And if you're doing a guided meditation with them, they will at least listen. And the people that fidget and can't do it, it has them focus, and then eventually they'll end up learning how to meditate. So that is a little trick that I've done in the past.
It's like a muscle. You know, some people have monkey mind.
Right.
And that's just a muscle to control. It's really, even if, like you say in the beginning, you're just being still or you're just going with a reflective meditation, eventually, like going to the gym and, you know, strengthening, let's say, your physical muscles, you'll develop that muscle. The other thing sometimes people tell us, they have the two things, right, one is, oh, I can't concentrate. The other is I don't have time to meditate. And we just say, well, that's your one-on-one time with the divine. Don't you want to make room for it? So we can't do everything in life, and we have to make priorities. And if you make meditation time a priority, then the rest of your life will fall into place.
Right. Well, you know, I kind of like to say that life is 6 pieces of a pie that you have to, and the pie is always rotating. And so you have to have time for self, your family, your friends, your career, a spirituality, and your community. And so these are pieces of the pie. And there's been a lot of studies. If you have a piece of these, all 6 of these pieces of pie in your life, you'll have a happy life. But in some case, and spirituality, when you're, you know, time for God is, this is where you can do your meditation in that. And sometimes you don't have, you know, you might have to put a lot more time in your career. Well, then the next day you try and put some little more time in all the other 6 or 7 pieces of the pie. And then that way, you know, you can be as balanced as you possibly can, because life likes to throw lots of curves into you, but you shouldn't beat yourself up. So, you know, but you should put all of these different kinds of things in your life so that you can feel peaceful and happy and feel like you have a well-balanced life, which you do. Now, your book has so much in it, and it's so wonderful. We're going to be going to break, but when we come back from break, I want to get a little bit more into how you change mental and emotional states and lots of good stuff. So everyone stay with us. We're going to be right back with Dimitri Moraitis and buy his book, Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie, and we have with us Dimitri Moraitis, and he is author of Change Your Aura, Change Your Life with Barbara Martin, and it's a really great book, and it's kind of the kind of book that you have in your library, because these are the kinds of things that you need if you're running into a problem or whatever, and you understand that the aura and the chakras are working together to make you you and give you the best spiritual life you possibly can, and you're having a little bit of a problem, then this is a book you can run in, pull it out, and say, okay, where am I at? And then you can remember and use it for a lifetime. So it's a really great book, because there's not very many books on auras. The only one I really believe, years and years ago, by the time I was 15, I had read every book on metaphysics in the New York Public Library. So there were a lot of ancient ones, but in today's last 40 years, the only two books that I think that I... there's one by Mantak Chia, but it's okay. But your book and Pamela Ostley's books are the only ones that I really believe that are really, really good for giving correct auric information. So, again, if you're looking for things for generations, this is a good book for you. How'd you like that? Do you like that, Dimitri?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, Barbara was seeing auras since age 3, and She got her first training at age 11, but didn't actually start teaching till almost 40. So there was
yeah.
20 years of training, and
right.
you know, that book has basically 60 years of clairvoyant, you know, training experience, and so it's not something that came together overnight or the experiences. And like you said, it's a resource guide, so there's a lot to learn there and to review.
Right. Well, it does take that long. You know, I was psychic, and I was busting psychics in New York at 21. And then God told me to stop, and I said, okay, because I'm very God-based. I saw God when I was 8. And I got all 17 of the different psychic abilities. And but it took me, and I tested them out myself because I was, you know, I became an engineer and whatever. And so I designed Air-to-Ground Radio, and I was the first datacom engineer in any airline in the world. And then I redesigned the U.S. Senate Computer Center and stuff. But it took me, I came out as a psychic at 37, and then I did a lot of different things and worked for the government and all sorts of stuff. So,
oh, it sounds like you had a very interesting life.
I have, and I've done many, many things. But, you know, the thing is the way that I navigate life is understanding the basics, and that's what your book is. It's understanding mm-hmm. the auras. There's wonderful books on chakras. There's actually 100,000 chakras in our body that are spinning and doing their wheeling things. But if you understand this, the basics, then you can start understanding the energy and how to use the energy to not only for you, because we have to make sure that we are not doing that just for us anymore, but for the whole consciousness, so that we are improving life not just for ourselves but for everything else. But again, this book, you need to understand how your aura is. The meditations in here are great. You can actually improve your life because it's taking you and balancing the negative and the emotions so that you can go ahead and be your best self, you know, and that all automatically helps consciousness. So tell me, what is the rhythm of the aura? That was interesting to me.
Oh, that was one of the new chapters that we added in this new edition, because, you know, we have a lot of illustrations in there, and other books, of course, have illustrated the aura, but it's a still image, you know, but you don't realize the aura is actually in movement. The aura moves. I've been wanting for a long time to do like a three-dimensional animated, you know, depiction of the aura. So, and it's not all moving at the same tempo. So, in other words, let's say take your mental chakra. That's the nucleus of your conscious thinking self. Everything going on in your thinking is radiating energy from there. Well, there are several different types of energies that come out. One is called the active emanations, and those kind of do look like rays of sun, and they are very ephemeral in the sense that, okay, if I'm happy now, they're going to radiate energies corresponding to my mental happiness. If I'm worried about something, those colors are going to change, and they're going to reflect the worry that's in my thoughts. But so that tempo changes quickly, right? But then there's another tempo. There are these other energies from the mental, which is called a fanning ray, that literally looks like it's fluting out of the chakra on either side. Those don't change so quickly. Those have a slower tempo, and they reflect a tendency of thought. So let's say I have a blue fanning ray. It means I'm a determined person, and I'm steadfast, and I'm loyal. Well, I may have that moment of worry or whatever, and that gray may show up in the act of emanation, but the blue is still going to be there. And that's helping me to kind of, you know, come back to harmony like you were talking about. But let's say I get into a depression, and I'm really worried about something over an extended period of time. Well, the rhythm of that fanning ray can go gray. And now, it's as Barbara would say, it's on automatic negative instead of automatic positive. So now you have a little more work. You still can turn it around, but it's going to take a little more time. So just like in our life, we have the things we have to take care of right now, the immediate stuff, but we have longer range projects that we want to work on. These different tempos are concurrent in the auric field. And obviously, like an orchestra, you want these different rhythms and parts of your aura to work in harmony with each other.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I don't actually see rays at all, and I can read auras. I have for a long time. But what I see is, however, and I understand that if you're teaching a technique, this is very, very helpful for a layperson to understand and see the colors and where they're coming from and how they're interacting so that they can move up to the spiritual realm so that they can affect change. But for me, what I've seen, I've never seen that. I've seen just intermittent colors, you know, going in and out of the body. I see two things, like your rays. You said that there were two rays. I don't really see them from chakras or whatever because I see the whole person and I see the soul. So what I end up seeing is intermittent colors, almost like a pattern of tiny dots and moving all the time. And where I can, what I can do with my aura, and I don't know if anybody else can do this, but if I want to understand, you know, where I'm at on an emotional level, I just close my eyes and ask to see the color of that, of my aura, and it just shows it to me. And so, but, you know, there's all different kinds of techniques. And so, but that's what it may not always, some people may not see the rays, but that doesn't it's working.
So the book's not about seeing auras. And you definitely do not need to see it to work with it.
Right, right, right. But I'm talking about, I'm not talking about seeing the aura around the person. Yeah. I'm talking about seeing what the emotions and the mental state of the person
that's
is
all
through
part of the aura.
That's correct, but I can see that by
right, but I'm just saying the chakras are part of the auric field. So
I don't believe that. I think they work in.
Oh no, of course it is. Yeah.
I believe that they work in conjunction with one another, but I don't believe that they're that. But that's okay. You know, people can do it. Anyway, can you tell us where people can get your book and a little bit more about where
they're of course available on Amazon, online, everywhere. Our website is spiritualarts.org.
Great.
Institute is Spiritual Arts Institute.
Great. Well, thank you so much for writing the book, and thank you for being part of the show.
Well, thank you for having me on.
All
take
right.
Take care. I wish you the best.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years. For both short and long-term guidance
in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I just wanted to clarify, you know, unfortunately I was an engineer, so I actually have a little bit about physics and understanding all about this stuff. So what happens is that there is electromagnetic energy and there's electrical energy and there's electrochemical energy, right? And the chakras are the main ones that do electric energy. Although, you know, there's always going to be some electrochemical and also some electromagnetic energy. But primarily the chakras are the electrical system of the body. Completely different from an electromagnetic system, which is the auras. And the electromagnetic system, can have a subdivision of electrical and a subdivision of electrochemical. But these are two separate systems that work together so that if you want to, you know, say you're meditating with your aura to try and help your chakra, you can kind of do that because the electromagnetic energy is actually more healing than the electrical energy. Electrical energy gives you more thought process and things like that. But electromagnetic is more of the healing and help you do what you're thinking. So the book, Change Your Aura, Change Your Life, is actually based in a lot of truth, but I just don't think and the recent years ago, lots of things were going on 20, 30 years ago, but in the recent metaphysical theory, the two systems work together but are independent, and you can change either one by using either one. You can use your chakra system to help your auric system and your auric system to help your chakra system because they are working in conjunction with one another. But basically, all that's really great, but where we need to be going at this stage is to go into consciousness and learn how to use energy, all of our energy, so that we can help change not only ourselves, but this planet and everything on the planet by using everything in a positive way. And so it's nice to understand all about ourselves, but we're not all about us anymore, right? We are about, it's not all about give me, get me, I want this, I want that. It's now our focus should be, okay, things are going to come to us, and what we want to do is allow the energy, so that we want to use our auras and our chakras to interpret the energy so that we can understand the synchronicity of the moment so that we can move and work in that synchronicity of the moment. Basically, I don't have any expectation, haven't had for a long, long time. And what I do is I wake up in the morning, I say five things that I'm grateful for, get out of bed, try and exercise if I can, but most of the time these days I'm moving and doing some other things, but I'm doing exercise later in the day. But then I allow things to happen, and I just go and do what I'm supposed to be doing, and then everything happens. So, for example, if I wanted to get the raise, anytime you want to get something, right, you never really get it because you've got too much attitude and significance and all these, wanting and needing and all this stuff on that thought process. Well, energy doesn't work that way. Usually when you don't want something is when you get it, right? So what you have to do is identify, yes, I want this. The right side of the brain understands what you want. The left side of the brain is the one that stops everything. Na, 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 na. And so you just allow the left brain saying, hey, look, let's go focus on something else because I already told the right brain what I want to do. And the right brain will allow the control of your soul in the right brain will allow you to manifest what you need through your auras and your chakras automatically. Okay, so it's not even a higher mind of yourself you're attaching to past the universe into a God energy where everything is possible. And so, but you can't have significance on this. You have to understand that we're being taken care of in every moment of every day. There are no mistakes. If you think you miss an opportunity, guess what? It'll come, if it's supposed to happen, it will come around again. The only thing we have to do is understand change and learn how to navigate change, because that's the only constant. And change has a couple of parts. One of the parts of change is everything's going really well and you're in a flourishing time, and then all of a sudden something will come in and you'll feel that something's going to change. And guess what? It is, because we're always growing. We're always on our spiritual path. We're always trying to attain, a higher spiritual objective, you know, whether you know it or not, that's what's happening. So then something's happening, and then you start gathering information, and then the change occurs, and it will stay there until you take action. And the action could be talking to somebody else, and then you decide what you want to do. You take an action, and then after that action, it goes back to a flourishing time again. Okay, where everything is good. So when you're staying in the flourishing time, enjoy that time, because then it's going to change again, right? So when you learn to navigate change, understand there's no mistakes. Understand that if you're attached and using God energy through your higher self, I'm hearing a lot about the old higher self theory lately, and it's fine, except that, you know, we are already part of that unit. You know, we're already part of this place of consciousness, right? So, and consciousness moves, and the veil is very thin these days. So, you know, stay as connected to God as you can, and you can use meditation or prayer, or just say, I am attached, right? Just say it and do the right thing. Stay positive and, you know, help each other and be kind and use gratitude and use all these positive emotions, and you'll find that your whole life will change, your energy will change, and you will get what you need, not always what you want, which is probably a good thing, right? Anyway, that's all I've got to say on that, and I'm going to tell you that we're going to be taking some calls in a few minutes, and so if you would like to for me to answer a question for you, you can give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Again, those numbers to talk to me, 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. We'll take a break and be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to The Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to Linda McKenzie and the Linda McKenzie Show. And we're going to go to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy to create what we desire. And so today I thought we would talk a little bit about fluorite. Now, fluorite comes in a lot of different colors. It comes in pink and blue and green, yellow, purple, magenta, red, black. It's colorless, and it's got shades of all of those colors. And it's really an energy that stops chaos. It stops your disorganized growth. It emits an energy which can be used to stabilize and produce order within your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual systems. It's really a stone to bring order to chaos. It helps you to be impartial, unbiased, and have detached reasoning in situations, and it's been known as the stone of discernment and aptitude, and it brings the energies of responsibility with systematic intuition. It also represents the height of mental achievement, and it increases your ability to concentrate. It balances positive and negative relationships of the mind. It helps you to see both reality and the truth behind illusion. And a lot of times, there's a lot of us that will have an idea that is an old idea, and we believe that that's the idea is correct, but things have moved on and new information has come, but we're under the illusion that this is the way it is. So we want to make sure that we see truth all the time, because truth is, truth will set you free, right? Anyway, there you go. Also, fluoride actually brings, it helps you understand the balances in relationships, and it helps to give you a stabilizing energy to help that relationship, or in a group, or always to the effect what is going to be good for all. And that's what we have to be thinking about, right? Not good just for us, but what is good for all. It also encourages and sustains the flawless ideal of health, intellect, and emotional well-being. It can be used to dispel disorders when you first get symptoms of an illness. It can provide for purification and cleansing and eliminating anything that's in disorder. So holding fluorite helps you a lot. It works really great on your throat chakra. Green fluorite works on your throat chakra to pull out toxins and different kinds of emotional issues that will help to free your speech up and allow yourself to speak freely what is your truth. And a lot of times you'll find when you're using different kinds of fluorite, I know I gave a fluorite to a friend of mine, and she was having a hard time speaking her truth and speaking up and doing these things. And she improved with that, but the fluoride itself had black pieces of energy in there, all the toxins that came out. So it helped her. So sometimes even purifying the crystals, you sometimes have to let it go because there's a lot of stuff in there that you don't need. Fluoride can be used to help take away any states that are for colds and flu and staph and strep infections, any kind of cankers or herpes or ulcers and similar infections. It helps with that. It's been used in the treatment of violent and highly infective diseases, as well as by others who are working with those affected with those to provide a protection. So especially it's been used in the treatment of tumors at the beginning stages of their growth. It also, fluoride can be used in both the structure of the bone and the composition and formation of cells. It's been used to assist in the prevention of RNA and DNA damage and can be used in repair of the same. All right. Again, if you would like a reading, I'm here for you, and you can give me a call at 310-371-5444 or our 800 number, 555-5453. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone... Oh, I'm sorry. We just did that one. We just did gemstones. I'm off in my own private little world. There's a lot of things happening today. I don't know why, but there is a lot of things happening in the studio and in all this stuff. So I'm taking care of a lot of action in here. So I wanted to say that today we're going to talk about... I had something else... picked, but I can't find it right now. So what we're going to talk about is peony. I like white peony tea. I think that it's so wonderful. Now, although now regarded in the West as no more than a decorative garden flower, the peony was a long tradition as an herbal herb, you know, in medicine, and it was used in the past to treat nervous conditions, including epilepsy. Today, the root is still valued in Chinese medicine, where two species are used, both the red and the white. And it's white peony is what I like. Now, the root in China of the red peony is thought to cool the blood and move stagnating blood and relieve pain. And recent experiments in London combined red peony root with other Chinese herbs, and they used it to treat childhood eczema successfully. Also, the root of the white, which is the tea I use, white peony root has a much more specific action on the liver than red peony, and it soothes the liver energy and improves function. And in Chinese medicine, it's seen to nourish the blood rather than cooling it, and it's considered one of the greatest women tonics, often used for menstrual disorders and all sorts of things like that. Now, the root bark is also used, and that's been considered to cool the blood and has also been used in childhood eczema, which that project in London showed. And the root bark is also good antibacterial, and especially for boils and abscesses. So that's a little bit about peony, white and red. And you can use that to kind of help you in your world. In my book, Symbols of You, which was just published about a year and a half ago. Anyway, I have a little section on auras, and so I wanted to read that a little bit about that to you, since this is an aura program, and give you a little bit of information about auras that you may or may not know. Now, auras are atmospheres of energy that arise and surround the body, and the auric field or magnetic force field around the body is constantly changing. So the mind, the body, the spirit of an individual is reflected in the aura, and auras can show everything that a person was, is, or even will be. Now, impressions, feelings, thoughts, words, and actions are all registered in a person's aura. And now, auras present themselves in colors. These colors vary and are constantly changing. Being consciously aware can change the size of your aura and is directly related to an individual's spiritual growth. The object of knowing about or seeing your aura can help you understand yourself and others around you. Now, there's a lot of things you can... Sometimes you can detect your own aura or somebody else's aura if you're lucky, because not all people can see auras. But in my book, there is a visualization that you can use to see your own aura color, and a very quick one, but we're not going to be doing that one. But I thought I would tell you a little bit about the different kinds of colors that you will see on different auras and what they mean. So the first is your physical, and that's your base of your experience of sensation. That's the one closest to your body. It outlines your body. And it has the energy qualities of physical matter and the you qualities of a physical body. The sound, it's just normal sounds you'll hear. And the feeling is of consciousness. And the phrase, I exist, is associated with the first auric body. The second is called etheric. And that is the base of karma, love, and your astrological. It's your sense of physical sensation. Now, the color here is going to be blue and shining pale blue, and it will give you its I respond. And it looks like we're almost out of time, so we'll have to do this maybe next week. If you tune in, we'll talk a little bit more about auras. But I want to go to break, and I'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. I'm going to be starting a television show somewhere soon, and it's going to be called Live with Linda, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that next week. Anyway, I want to say thank you for listening. I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of greatness, knowledge, and kindness. Bye.